Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
But later, you're going to depend on just the Holy Ghost to tell you what you need to know.
Be holy.
All right, we're back with Be Holy, and we're glad you're here. Listen, we're going to go right on over to Hebrews chapter 2, talking about a warning against drifting away. Hebrews chapter 2, a warning against drifting away. Verse number 1 says this: "So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it." Now, where do we hear the truth? From the Holy Ghost. Yes, we need a preacher to actually, we can't hear unless we have a preacher. But it says here, it says we have to listen very carefully to the truth that we have heard. We can't hear unless we have a preacher. And the Holy Ghost is the number one preacher. But even though we have some humans who are preachers now who will teach us what the Holy Ghost is saying, but later, you're going to depend on just the Holy Ghost to tell you what you need to know. And the Holy Ghost will actually give you all the truth about everything. So we must listen very carefully to the truth that we have heard, or we may drift away from it. We have to listen to it close, or we will walk away, drift away. Matter of fact, if you think about drifting, drifting is not running away. Drifting is you're floating aimlessly and you can't even tell the direction that you're going in when you're drifting. You don't even know that you're going away further from where you were. Like if you're in the water, the boats have an anchor. If you're swimming, you have to know where you are. Either there's a boat or some land or something to where you know you can tell when you're drifting away. The waves will drift you away. And if we don't pay attention and pay close attention to what we're listening to, when the Holy Ghost speaks, we'll drift away from it. Verse number 2, "For the message God delivered through the angels was always, it has always stood firm, and every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punished." Back then, when God gave the law, if they disobeyed it, they were punished. Those people were lawless people. They said they loved God. They said they were with God. But for the most part, those people were lawless. They were disobedient. Sinners trying to portray like they are following God. They with God today, not with God tomorrow. Constant drifting. A constant drifting. For every act that they disobeyed, they were punished for that. Verse number 3. "So what makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus himself?" This gospel that we have was delivered by Jesus Christ himself. It wasn't delivered by anybody else but himself. And then it was delivered to us by those who heard him speak. So we have to pay close attention to when God speaks. We have to pay close attention when the Holy Ghost gives us the truth. Because if you don't pay attention to it, you will drift away. You will drift away. So verse number 3. "So what makes us think that we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord himself and then delivered unto us by those who heard him speak. Verse number 4, and God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost whenever he chose. Whenever he chose. So we can't have a revival service for miracles. Your revival service is not going to bring miracles. Unless who? God has to choose to do the miracles. That's what happened back then. They preached, and then God giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost whenever he chose. We can't make God give us signs by having special services. We can't make God have give us miracles with a revival service. We're supposed to be in constant revival. We're supposed to always be wanting to obey God, regardless if we have any miracles or not. If we have miracles, great. If we have signs, great. If God gives gifts, great. But if he doesn't, we're still going to serve him until he decides to do whatever he wants to do, because he's the only one who knows what needs to be happening and what needs to happen. So it's whenever he chose. Verse number 5, and furthermore, it is not angels who will control the future world we are talking about. For in one place, the scriptures say this: what are mere mortals that you should think about them, or a son of man that you should care for him? Yet for a little while, you made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them authority over all things. And now it says all things. It means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all things put under their authority. What we do see is this. We see Jesus, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angels. And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everybody. God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory. And it was only right that he would make Jesus, through his suffering, a perfect leader fit to bring them into their salvation. It was only Jesus. It was only Jesus. God manifested in flesh. So now Jesus and the ones he makes holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to be called or to call them brothers and sisters. For God has said, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you among your assembled people. When Jesus was here, that's exactly what he did. But see, we won't do that for some reason. God, listen, Jesus was here proclaiming the name of God. That's what he was doing. That flesh was proclaiming the name of God. That's what he was doing. But we, who are now the sons of God, why don't we do that? Because we want what we want. And we have not done what God says. A lot of us have not done that. We back and forth and we drift away. We start and we stop and we start and we stop. Jesus didn't drift away. Jesus didn't start and stop. We're supposed to be like him. He's the example. We are supposed to do what he did. He even said, greater things will you do. But we, as the sons of God now, we have to actually use Jesus as the example and do the proclaiming of God's name. We don't drift away. We have to hear the truth and stick with the truth. We don't drift away. We can't drift away. If we're not careful, we will. If you look at it, listen to it. So we must listen very carefully to the truth that we've heard, or we may what? Drift away from it. We've heard it. Who delivered it? Jesus Christ himself. And then he delivered it to his people who heard him speaking. And then they delivered it to us. That's what happened. But if we're not careful, guess what we'll do? We'll drift away from it. And I can I can show you, most churches have already drifted away from the Lord. Most churches have. Most ministries have already drifted away from the Lord. They don't speak what Jesus said. Jesus said, forgive your, love your enemies. They don't love their enemies. They hate them. They don't love them. They hate them. Jesus said, go be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That name is Jesus Christ. They won't do that. They won't be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They will only repeat those words. Be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. No, you never called the name. The name is important. Those are the things that Jesus delivered. But the people won't do it. You know why? Because their flesh is in the way. So we can't follow our flesh. We have to follow the Spirit. The Spirit is our guide. If we don't follow the Spirit, we're always going to end up in sin. Most of the churches have been following the man's flesh and not the Holy Ghost because of, listen, okay, here you go. If they were actually following the Holy Ghost, all the churches all over the world would be saying the same thing. The Holy Ghost is the same Holy Ghost who speaks to all the churches. And if those churches would actually hear what the Holy Ghost was saying, every last church in every nook and cranny, every house, every building, every underground, anything, every last one of those churches would be saying the exact same thing because they'd be getting their information from the Spirit. But no, we live in a time where people actually get this Bible and get that Bible. They like this version of a Bible. They like that version of a Bible. Well, I don't agree with this, and I don't understand why God said that, and so I'm not going to believe that, and I'm going to believe this over here, and I don't like that over there. But if they were all being led by the Spirit and not falling away and drifting away, all the churches all over the world would be saying the same thing. It says here that it was first delivered by Jesus Christ himself and then to those who actually heard him speaking. And then that's how we got it. But then if you don't have that, you have this church, you have a Baptist church, you have a Pentecostal church, you have a non-denominational church, you have a Church of God over here, you have a Catholic church, and then you have a church for something else and church for something else and another church and a non-Pentecostal church or an AME church. I mean, you have all these different types of churches, and we're all supposed to be saying the same thing. Why aren't we saying the same thing? Because we've drifted. We have drifted. We have to get back to what the Holy Ghost says so that we can all say the same thing. And until we get back to what the Holy Ghost says, all the church is going to say something different, and we're all still drifting away.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.